On today's show, in Germany, they think the U.S. government is engaging in economic warfare to tear down Volkswagen. Infiniti takes an artistic turn with the QX30, and why Ward's is so impressed with GM's newest engine. All that and more coming right up on Out of Line Daily. This is Out of Line Daily for January 22nd of 2016. Honda announced that its Clarity fuel cell car will launch in California by the end of the year. It will cost around $60,000 with a lease price around $500 a month. The fuel cell stack is 33% more compact but 60% more powerful and is about the size of a V6 engine. That frees up room for passengers. The new Clarity fuel cell is expected to have a 300-mile driving range. After listening to customer feedback, Ford will now offer a back seat for the Mustang GT350R. They can be ordered through the Ford Performance Parts Catalog for $1,000. We think this has more to do with insurance rates because two-seaters always cost more to insure than four-seaters. We've highlighted some automotive art in the past, and Infiniti had a real eye-popping display at the opening of the London Art Fair. The brand took one of its new QX30 small crossovers and adorned half the vehicle with 48,000 copper tacks, almost giving it a carpet-like appearance. There's also this wild human-like figure leaning out of the driver's window that looks like its hair is blowing in the wind. The figure was created by artist Rachel Ducker using steel wire, and it really helps bring the display to life. Hey, still to come, in Germany, there's a Volkswagen conspiracy making the rounds that ranks right up there with the birthers.
Auto Line Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
The VW emissions scandal is going from bad to worse, and now a kooky conspiracy theory is gaining ground in Germany. This theory is widely discussed in business circles, government circles, and even on German talk shows. The theory holds that the American government is engaging in economic warfare to tear down a giant German industrial corporation and wreck the Made in Germany brand. This is as silly as the birthers in the United States who maintain that President Barack Obama was actually born in Kenya, not in Hawaii. But at least the birthers were on the lunatic fringe. I heard about the VW theory firsthand from a board member of a giant German automotive supplier. Since we were just having a dinner discussion, I'll leave his name and his company out of this for now. But I was shocked to hear how such a cultured, educated, and smart businessman could buy into this line of baloney. Look, when giant corporations do business in the United States, they're opened up to all kinds of scrutiny, from zealous activists to pedantic regulators to grandstanding politicians and even to vicious lawyers. And they will happily attack an American company as any foreign one. And when Volkswagen's new CEO, Matthias Müller, told National Public Radio last week that VW never lied and that this scandal was merely about, and I'm quoting here, not the right interpretation of the American law, all he did was feed the perception that the company's trying to sweep all this under the rug. Check out the link in today's show notes to read that transcript to that interview. It'll make you throw up. Look, I hate seeing this because Volkswagen is so important to the automotive industry. The vast majority of employees at VW are good people who put in an honest day's work. The same goes for the dealers and the suppliers who rely on VW. They should not suffer because of this. But VW's leadership seems to be tone deaf and more interested in protecting themselves than in getting this scandal resolved. Anyway, that's how I see it, and I'd love to hear what you have to say about this issue. And coming up next, why the editors at Ward's are so impressed with one of GM's new engines.
Did you have a good nap?
The Firestone Destination LE2. Tough enough to handle anything the road throws at you.
Oops.
And you throw at it. Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Every year, Ward's Auto chooses the 10 best engines in the market, and that's the topic on AutoLine This Week. I'm joined by three of Ward's editors, and in the following clip, they talk about why they chose GM's 3.6-liter V6 as one of the best engines that you can get.
We haven't driven a V6 this good in a long time.
What vehicles does this engine
This was in the Camaro, and it's also in the Cadillac ATS. Mm-hmm. And those are the two key products we tested it in. And but, man, in the Camaro, it's got lots of personality, great exhaust note, 335 horsepower. It's about the most powerful V6 you can get, I think.
Yeah, well,
and that's naturally aspirated.
Naturally aspirated.
Right? No turbo or supercharger on it.
Yeah, and it's an all-new engine family. So they've had a 3.6-liter DI engine going back almost 10 years, which also made our list a long time ago. And that engine became the workhorse V6, you know, across Cadillac and General Motors and GMC. I mean, every vehicle, it seemed like, you know, the Chevy Traverse, you know, the compact pickup trucks, every vehicle family tend to get, you know, a version of this engine. And now, finally this year, we've got an all completely re-engineered version that carries over one piece, and that's a little pin. And other than that...
So if you've had a 3.6-liter V6 in the past from General Motors, it's got nothing to do with this engine except for maybe a little pin.
It's all new. Yep.
Well, and this thing also performs almost like a V8. If you didn't know better, you'd swear there was a V8 under the hood.
335 horsepower.
The way it sounds in that Camaro is fabulous.
To learn more about the other engines that made Ward's list, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv. Well, that wraps us up for this week. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.